And it's
going to the Badgers.
It'll go to Wisconsin. Six-point lead for the Washington Huskies. Washington receiving votes in the AP Top 25. Not ranked this season. They have won four straight games. The Badgers have dropped three games in a row. Here's Williams. Right block. Williams working, pivoting, throwing to Leitzinger. Extra pass corner to Myers. She'll drive in and kick out. Caught by Leitzinger. Now it's chased down by McCray to Sarah Williams at the Big Ten logo as the shot clock is winding down. Her jumper is short, but a foul.
Husky foul number 32, Tyra Eke. Second foul, second team.
So that'll put Sarah Williams at the free throw line. Trying to get to double figures, yeah? That's foul called against Eke. That is team foul number two now against Washington. Eke got her. So here comes Sarah Williams looking for her 14th game this season in double figure scoring. And that free throw's in. Up to nine now for Williams. Also looking for her 11th double-double this season. She's got six rebounds. Next one's in. So there is 10 for Williams. Nice bounce back game so far for Sarah. Williams double figures for the Badgers. Here's Sellers down low. Trying to drive around Sarah Williams, went in a circle, and Williams swats it out of bounds.
Last touch by the Badgers. Husky possession.
Another block here for Sarah Williams. Sellers was on the baseline, just tried to dribble in a big circle and tried to take it right back on Sarah Williams, and Williams was having none of it. Swats it out of bounds. Fourth block of the game. Inbounds pass, an easy path to the basket, and it's up and in for Ladine. 35-29, Washington on top by six. Good defensive game for the reigning Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, Sarah Williams. Four blocks tonight. Here's Tess Myers for the Badgers. Front court, out on the right. Leaves it off for Leitzinger. Return pass to Myers. Swings it over to the left side. It's Porter. Porter with it. Screen, Williams, left side of the court. Ronnie, left baseline. Ronnie attacking, kicking. Right corner three. Myers, it's in the air. It's no good. Rebound off the hands of Porter and collected by the Huskies. They're running with it now. And there is Steins knocking over Leitzinger down low, being called for the offensive
Husky
foul.
Second foul, 13th foul.
By the way, the four blocks from Sarah Williams has tied her season high. Steins with the offensive foul for Washington. It was Leitzinger absorbing the contact outside the restricted arc. It'll be Wisconsin basketball.
And for the Huskies, number 11.
And that is the third team foul now against Washington early on here in the third quarter with 7 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the third. Allie Douglas going to come into the game now for Carter McCray. Wisconsin. 35-29 Washington. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Here's Porter. Hip high dribble into the front court for the Badgers. The 5'4" junior from St. Paul, Minnesota. Porter spins it over to Spasovsky. Here's a three at the free throw line. It's no good. Rebound collected in the lane by Daniels. Finds Sellers. Sellers downhill, straight down the middle of the lane. Tries a wraparound bounce pass. Knocked out of bounds by the Badgers. Trying to get it to Eke. It'll be Washington basketball. Xavier Sellers has 10 points, one of three Huskies in double-figure scoring tonight. Sellers throws it in from the baseline. Now Ladine has it. Bounces to Eke, rolling to the cup, and it's up and in with the left hand over Williams. Eke, the senior from Madrid, Spain, scores about 6.5 points per game. Puts the Huskies on top by eight. Largest lead of the game now for Washington, 37-29. Here's Williams. Running it all the way to the rim and finishing from the left side with the right hand. Williams with 12. It's a six-point Badgers deficit. Other side, easy land. Finding spaces. Eke around the rim. No one was around her in transition. Layup good. 39-31. Once again, largest lead of the game now for Washington. It's at 8. 6:25 to play in the third quarter. Tess Myers, left arc. There's a whistle as Spasovsky's on the floor. And so is Briggs of Washington. And an offensive foul, I believe, called against Spasovsky.
And that is team foul number one.
39-31 Washington. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID, 10 for illegal ID. This is Wisconsin women's basketball.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Offensive foul against Spasovsky. Washington basketball. Eke catches. Deep block right over McCray. It's good. All of a sudden, Eke has picked up her game here in the quarter. Whistle on the other side and a timeout by Wisconsin. Largest lead of the game by Washington. Huskies lead the Badgers 41-31. And a timeout taken by head coach Marissa Mosley and the Badgers. Back after this break. 6 minutes to go in the third. 41-31 Washington. This is Badger basketball.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's lowered thousands and thousands of prices on thousands and thousands of items in every aisle and in every department. Online, too. And on many of your favorite products, we've even matched prices with some of the biggest discount stores in the country. Because we get it, times are still tough. So we'll continue to work hard to bring you new, lower prices on thousands of items. Things are looking different at Hy-Vee. Come see for yourself.
John Audius with you as the Badgers trail Washington by 10. Largest lead of the game now for the Washington Huskies. Badgers are on the road, part of this two-game road trip in the Pacific Northwest. They lost on Saturday to Oregon, their third straight Big Ten loss, and now trying to break that, facing a Huskies team that has won four in a row. And Washington is off to a 10-6 advantage in the quarter scoring. They're 5 of 7 from the floor. That's 71% in this third quarter. For Washington, the Badgers are 1 of 4 from the floor. That's 25% shooting. 12 points from Sarah Williams. She leads Wisconsin in scoring with 6 rebounds, but it's been Tyra Eke in the third quarter for Washington. She has 6 points on 3 of 3 shooting, and the Huskies have their largest lead of this game. Eke, a total of 8 points on 4 of 7 shooting with 4 rebounds overall tonight. A senior, a transfer from Eastern Michigan. Great defensive player. 1.9 blocks per game. She's 5th in the Big Ten in blocks per game, but her offense is getting it done. Here's a tip ball on a pass by Douglas, and it's stolen by the Huskies. Daniels dribbles into the front court for Washington, up by 10, 5:44 and counting to go in the third quarter. Briggs has it outside left. Briggs working on Douglas, dribbling to the baseline, bringing it back out. Still has it and gives it up to Ladine, who finds Sellers high right side. Shot clock's getting close to 10. Ladine on the right wing to Sellers, tries to bounce inside. Douglas comes away with the steal. Well, she turned it over, and then she got the steal back for Wisconsin. Ronnie Porter swings it off to the left side. Now on the arc, it's caught by Cron. Lily Cron hasn't gotten going offensively for the Badgers. Now about a step back three, and it's in for Cron. Cron drills the triple for the Badgers. 41-34, Washington leading by 7. Huskies ball. Here's Ladine outside right. Ladine defended tightly by Cron. Here's a long two hoisted up. It's no good. Ball is loose. Sellers has it outside the arc. And hits the three. Xavier Sellers for 3. And Washington back on top by 10. Here is Hallie Douglas Over to Cron on the left side. Cron driving baseline, throws to the corner near side. Here's Leitzinger trying to back down Briggs. Brings it back out with the dribble. Badgers will reset with a pass to Porter. 4:28 to play third quarter. Washington 44, Wisconsin 34. Here's Ronnie at the free throw line. Throws to the near side corner. Cron, how about another three? That one draws air, and it bounces out of bounds. And we've got a timeout on the floor with 4:17 to play in the third quarter. It's Washington 44, Wisconsin 34. Back after this break, and this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
Well, tonight's game is brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. That's spelled R-O-E-H-L. I'm John Audius, as the Badgers are in Seattle, Washington tonight. And they trail the Washington Huskies by 10. It's 44-34 in the third quarter. Washington, five of their last six they've made from the floor. And they lead Wisconsin scoring in the third, 13-9. Badgers had a first quarter lead here tonight by six after they ended the quarter on a 7-0 run. So actually, they scored the first 4 points of the quarter, too. So two runs there in that first quarter. But it's been all Washington since then. They've outscored Wisconsin 33-17 since the Badgers had that first quarter lead. Wisconsin, a 1-3 record in the Big Ten. There has been one final tonight in Big Ten basketball. Just two games. The other game before this one, part of a Big Ten women's basketball doubleheader on a Tuesday night. And it was top-ranked and undefeated UCLA remaining unbeaten. 5-0 now in the Big Ten after an 83-49 rout of Purdue. 44-34 at Alaska Airlines Arena for the Badgers and the Huskies. Washington basketball. Here's Ladeen working her way into the lane. Flips it back out. It's caught by Sellers. And check it, that was Brown, not Ladeen. Now this is Ladeen, top of the key. Williams picks her up defensively. Deflects a pass. It's loose. And Williams has the steal. Hands off to Porter. Here comes Porter front court. Finds Cron. Scoops it back to Porter. Now Douglas fires inside. Caught by Williams. It's good. And a foul. Sarah Williams to the free throw line for an and one opportunity. Just what Wisconsin needed. They're all Big Ten player Sarah Williams to get going. And Williams has a three-point play opportunity coming up. Foul was called against Brown. That is team foul number four against Washington. 14 points tonight for Williams with a season-high four blocks. Free throws in. 15 now for Williams. Washington leading the basketball. 3:38 to play third quarter. It's 44-37. Huskies. Sellers, right wing, working around Crown. Bouncing inside and leaning into that layup was Daniels. Kalea Daniels, about 11 points per game. Coming off a double-double at Illinois with 16 and 12. Lays it up and in. She's got 13 and 8 tonight. Leitzinger, right corner. Fires it past to Cron. Cron cradles it. Cron inside Williams, goes down low. Brings it back out with the pass to Porter. Now Ronnie fighting her way through traffic. And the runner is up and in for Porter. Porter drops it through. 46-39 Washington. 2:49 to go in third quarter. Here's Sellers. Left of the lane. Short jumper is missed. Ball deflected off the backboard and it's grabbed by Porter. Porter pushing. Front court. Finds Leitzinger. How about a three? Natalie Leitzinger splashes it from the right side. Leitzinger makes it 46-42. A four-point Huskies lead and a timeout by Washington. Wisconsin's on a tear. And the Badgers now trail it by four. Big third quarter now for Wisconsin. 5 of 9 shooting. 56%. Washington is 7 of 11, though, from the field this quarter. 46-42. Let's see if I can get this run calculated here. The 8. 10. The 2 run by Wisconsin. And now they're right back in it. Wisconsin has hit 5 of their last 7 from the floor. .226 to play. Third quarter. Washington basketball following the timeout. It's Ladine, pull up left elbow. Hits off the left side of the rim, no good. Eke over the back with the rebound. Missed it, got it back again, and the layup is up and in. Eke was relentless on the offensive glass that time. 48-42 Washington. Williams tries to put it up in the paint. No, Douglas tries to throw it back off a defender. She's flying out of bounds. It's grabbed by the Huskies. Fast break. Driving in. Layup Daniels. It was down to 4. It's up to 8 now. Washington 50. Wisconsin 42. A minute 40 to play in the third. Triple team Sarah Williams. Now trying to fight out of it. Passes it out to Leitzinger on the left arc. Leitzinger dribbles in. Kicks it back out. Back to Nat. Outside left. Fires it over to Douglas. Drops it off for Porter between the circles. Shot clock's at 5. Here's Ronnie dancing with the basketball. Porter down to 2. She'll drive in, flip up a shot right before the shot clock buzzer. No. Rebound Williams. Easy lay-in for Sarah Williams. 50-44. A minute 10 to play in the third quarter. Washington lead in the basketball. 17 points now for Sarah Williams with 7 rebounds. Washington ball. Ladine finds Sellers, back to Ladine, flips it back to Sellers. Ladine and Sellers playing catch out there. Ladine has it right side, step back three is in. Step back three by Ladine and she drills it, and now just like that, Washington leads it 53-44. 36 seconds to play in the third quarter. Douglas, top of the arc, one dribble over to Leitzinger, return pass to Hallie. Back over to Nat again, left side of the court. Leitzinger trying to dribble out of there, finds Douglas. Shot clock's at 8, skip pass, deflected out of bounds, intended for Cron. It'll stay with Wisconsin. It's Ladine who has some Band-Aid, maybe some stitches over her right eye. She suffered an injury in the first quarter. Bloodied as she ran into Carter McCray on a screen. 53-44 Washington, 7 on the shot clock for the Badgers. Douglas catches the inbounds, hands off to Cron. Cron trying to get her shot away. She does, right side. It's up. It's no good. Rebound. Fought for. Ripped down by Sellers. 12 seconds to play in the quarter. Up ahead. Layup in. Layup shot by Ladine is up and in. 5 seconds to go in the third. Porter, front court. Porter, left of the lane, all the way to the rim. Tries the shot, no good. Buzzer sounds. And we're done with three quarters in Seattle, Washington. No call there as Porter's being helped up by her teammates. And after three quarters, it's Washington 55, Wisconsin 44. We'll head to the final 10 minutes of this one from Seattle, Washington next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
55-44, Washington on top of the Badgers after three quarters. John Audius with you. It's time for tonight's ATC Smart Play of the Game. And this one comes courtesy of the Badgers' leading scorer tonight, Sarah Williams. Now Douglas fires inside, caught by Williams. It's good, and a foul. Sarah Williams to the free throw line for an and-one opportunity. And she would convert Williams 17 points tonight for the Badgers and a perfect 5 of 5 from the free throw line. She scored 9 points that last quarter, including that and one. 9 points on 3 of 5 shooting for Williams as she's trying to push closer to a double-double tonight as well. She needs 3 rebounds for that. Williams, after a night to forget against Oregon, having an all-around solid Sarah Williams type of game. With 17 points, 7 rebounds, and a season-high 4 blocks. Season-high tying 4 blocks for Williams. After that, for the Badgers, it's Natalie Leitzinger, who's been pretty good for Wisconsin. Leitzinger had a team-high 12 points against the Oregon Ducks last time out. And she's got 8 points on 2 of 4 shooting, including a perfect 2 of 2 from outside the arc. Washington 2-1 in the Big Ten. Wisconsin comes in with a 1-3 record. There are 4 Big Ten teams winless below the Badgers in the standings. Penn State, Rutgers, Northwestern, and Purdue. Remember, the top 15 teams will make the Big Ten tournament. So you can't be in that bottom, those bottom positions to make the tourney. 55-44. Washington leading. At Alaska Airlines Arena. Here's Ladine to start the fourth quarter. Wisconsin is trailed by as many as 14 points in the game. Right now it's at 11. Huskies. Ladine. A screen. Has it. Free throw line. Brings it back out with the dribble. She'll hoist a 3. It rattles off, no good. And the rebound is picked up by Williams. Wisconsin down by double figures. Here's Leitzinger bouncing inside to McCray. McCray working down low on Eke. Flips it over to Williams. Here's a jumper mid-range on the right. No good. Eke collects the rebound. Her 8th of the game. In transition, Washington with the lead in the basketball. Ladine catches right corner. 3's up. And the 3 is in.
3 points. Hannah Steins with the assist.
58-44. Other side, the Badgers put it in with a jumper by Porter. Quick transition all the way down the court, beating everyone is Steins. And the layup good. That was very quick transition off the Badgers miss. Off the Badgers make, rather. 60-46. This match is the largest lead of the game for Washington. 8.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. And a screen by Williams. It's Porter. Drops it off, mid-post left. Williams kick it back out to Ronnie. Porter bounce it back inside. Here's Williams, down, low block left, missed the shot, fell to the floor, ball's loose on the ground, picked up, and here comes Daniels, front court, throws to her left, Ladine for 3, No good. Offensive rebound, Daniels squirts out of her hands, and McCray has the loose ball. Rebounding to Washington tonight, 40-25. Here's Leitzinger for three, left side. First miss from downtown for Knapp. Rebound chased down by McCray, though. Gives it to Porter. Here comes Ronnie and company. 7:48 and counting to go in this game. Porter has it left elbow. Badgers need to make a move. Here's a jumper. 15 feet out by Williams. It's no good. Ball on the baseline, out of bounds. Last touch by Leitzinger.
Now it's Wisconsin, number four.
Washington off to a 5-2 start in this fourth quarter. And this is the largest lead of the game for the Huskies. It's at 14 points.
Watch the keep. Watch the keep.
7:40 to go. Huskies ball. It's Ladine and Sellers playing catch again. Ladine has it top of the arc. Screen by Daniels. Ladine picks up her dribble, flips it inside to Daniels, kicks it back out. Ladine around Douglas in the lane. Floater over Williams is short, but a foul called against Williams. That's a good call. A lot of contact there. That's against Sarah Williams. It's the first team foul against Wisconsin, and it'll put Washington at the free throw line trying to add to this lead. Williams got a piece of that, but also knocked Ladine down to the court. This is Ladine wearing number 30 tonight. She usually wears number 24. Free throws up and in. But she ran into Carter McCray earlier in the first quarter of this game and ended up, I believe, with stitches above her right eye. Blood all over. She had to leave the game and get a new jersey. Second one is up and in.
Now in for Wisconsin, number 11, Novana Spasovsky.
Spasovsky comes into the game now for the Badgers. As Ladine makes the free throws to make it 62-46. Largest lead of the game, and now a jump ball as Douglas has it in the backcourt, and help ball possession arrow to Washington. 16-point Huskies lead. Oh, no, check it. Possession arrow to Wisconsin. 62-46, here's Jimenez around a wedge screen, has it right of the lane. Now ball loose on the floor as it got knocked free. Sellers picks it up, pushes it up ahead with the pass to the front court. Here's Eke, knocks over Spasovsky, lays it up and in. Everything falling for Washington, and the Huskies have their largest lead of the game. 6:55 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Washington 64, Wisconsin 46, an 18-point lead for the Huskies over the Badgers. We'll be back after this break. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Six nothing run for the Washington Huskies. John Audius with you. Badgers trail Washington 64-46. It's the largest lead of the game now for the home team, up by 18. In this quarter, outscoring the Badgers 9-2, 3-5 from the floor. Wisconsin just 1-5 from the field. And in this half, the Badgers are shooting 37%. In the second half, Washington is shooting 64% from the floor. Big difference there. 14-22 for Washington. They've doubled up the number of field goal makes. Wisconsin 7-19. Washington also winning big on the boards, 40-25. offensive rebounding too, going to Washington 16-9. Second chance points, 19 for Washington, 12 for Wisconsin. Plus 7. Meanwhile, taking a look at the leaders on each side, Sarah Williams with 17 points and 8 rebounds, 2 points away from another double-double. That would be her 11th this season. And heating up for Washington has been number 24 wearing number 30. Ella Dean, the 5'11 junior. Ladine with a team best 20 points. Ladine scored 5 so far in this quarter, had 9 points in the third quarter for Washington.
Wisconsin ball.
So the Badgers will have it. 6:51 to go in this game, trailing by 18. Cron catch and shoot left corner 3. Hits off the right side of the rim. It's no good. Rebound. Douglas tries to bounce back out to Cron, and it goes out of bounds. Cron dashed out to her right. Douglas threw it to Cron's left. And just a little bit of a miscommunication there between those two. 64-46 Washington. 6:36 to go in the game. Here's Sellers driving. Throws it left hand to Ladine for 3. Why not? Ladine. El Ladine for 3. Lighting it up in the second half. She's up to 23 points in this game. 15 in the second half. Douglas wide open for 3 on the right for Wisconsin, and she drills it. Douglas delivers a 3. 67-49. Now 9 points for Hallie. 6 minutes to play in this game. It's a season-high scoring for Hallie Douglas. Kicked ball as Douglas then kicks it on the entry pass for Daniels on the left block.
By Wisconsin, Husky ball. Dogs Lindown on the baseline.
Huskies up big now, 67-49. Led by as many as 21. Here's Daniels down low. Almost lost it on the baseline. Finds Ladine. Gives it back out to Sellers. Sellers splits the defense. A drive. Leaves it off for Eke. Layup good. 20-point Washington lead. 69-49. Wisconsin has been outscored 14-5 now in the fourth quarter. Shades of the second quarter when Washington outscored them by 12. Spasovsky left corner. Finds Williams. Williams down low, has it, bobbled it, picks it up, and that's kind of poked free by Ladine, picked up by the Badgers. They get it back inside. Williams blocked from behind. 2 players around her. It'll be a Badgers ball.
For the Badgers, number 22, Gracie Gretsch.
Wisconsin still looking for that second score to get to double figures. Down by 20, Spasovsky catch right as the shot clock was winding down, and the shot is no good, and it did not touch the rim.
I'll give the ball back to the Huskies.
About 5 minutes to go in this game. 69-49 Washington. Their largest lead has been 21. Up by 20, Sellers dribbles, free throw line, kick to Ladine in the corner. High toss inside, Daniels comes down with it, goes right around Gresh in the layup in. Reverse layup in. Largest lead of the game, 22. Badgers quickly push in front court and find Sarah Williams down deep on the right for 2. Back down to 20, 71-51. Williams defending Eke, spinning around, trying a shot, no good. Douglas grabs it for Wisconsin, finds Porter. Here's Ronnie, front court, kicking it off left side. Williams, Gresh into the game, the freshman from Green Bay, Wisconsin. 4:12 to go, fourth quarter. Douglas working baseline, foul as Douglas goes up for the shot. They'll get Daniels.
Husky foul number 14. They're going to have a 7th foul. First team foul. Back into your Husky line.
First team foul against Washington. Called against Alea Daniels.
Number 32, Tyra Eke.
Huskies up by 20.
Hallie Douglas at the line with two.
Now Hallie Douglas at the free throw line. Already a season-high 9 points for Hallie. Free throw rolls in. Douglas playing in her fifth season at Wisconsin. About 4.5 points per game. 72% at the free throw line. Free throws in. Two at the line. Now a season-high 11 points for Hallie Douglas. Second Badger in double-figure scoring tonight, but just 4 minutes to go in this one, and Washington leads it 71-53 with the basketball. Huskies to the corner. Daniels. Douglas defends. Daniels takes the left baseline. Stopped by Douglas down low. Throws it off to the right side. Here's a drive and a kick out back to Ladine.
Fire! Fire!
Now Sellers. Three, left side. Sellers drills it. Mentioned earlier in the broadcast, a 45% shooter from the three-point arc. Savia Sellers hits her third three-pointer of the game. She's 3 of 5. Hit 5 three-pointers in the win at Illinois last time out for the Huskies. Here's Douglas for three. Right side, no. Rebound being fought for by Williams. Can't grab it. Picked up Washington with about 3 minutes to go. Ladine for three. It's short. And there is Sarah Williams collecting the rebound. 74-53 Washington. 2:58 to go. Williams with 19 points and 9 rebounds. One rebound away from a double-double. Spasovsky has it. Right arc. Ladine knocked it down to the floor. Comes away with it. Foul Spasovsky. As Ladine got bumped down out of bounds on the sideline. There's Ladine, a junior, on Wisconsin freshman Jovana Spasovsky. Freshman from Belgrade, Serbia. And Ladine came away with a good defensive play there. I think Ladine's going to have to go back to the bench. They saw a little bit of dried blood on her face. Are they going to make her wipe that up or not? That's the question. I think they will. Dean then heads to the bench. 23 points for Washington. 74-53 Huskies. 2:42 to go. On the floor for the Badgers, McCray, Douglas, Spasovsky, Gresh, and Jimenez. Williams exits the game for Wisconsin, leading the way with 19 points and 9 rebounds tonight. And also a season high in blocks with 4. Washington has the basketball, about 2.5 minutes to play. Huskies up big, up by 21 points in this game. They've led by 22. Here's Steins with it. Lane line left, bouncing inside. Reverse layup comes up short by Gilmer. Offensive rebound, though, as the shot clock sounds. And it'll be Washington ball as a foul is called. Spasovsky will be called for the foul. The reverse layup came up short. The rebound was put up right before the shot clock buzzer by McDonald, who then got the ball back and was fouled and barely beat the shot clock. Coppinger, pull up, mid-range, right side, no. Jimenez rips it down for Wisconsin. 2 minutes to go in this game. Spasovsky catches, right corner, skips it far side, pass deflected out of bounds, looking for Gresh. It'll stay with the Badgers. 74-53, Washington. 21-point lead. And the pass is stolen off the inbounds. Here comes Washington into the front court. Pass to the corner. That was Brown who came away with it. Finds Steins. They go inside. Now it's Steins back out. Brown, corner three. Yep. Down. 3 points from the corner. 77-53. It's a 24-point Washington lead with 90 seconds to go in this one. Here's Jimenez near the right elbow. Her jumper is no good. McCray trying to grab it. Lost it. Whistle. Stops play. Foul against the Huskies. And that's against Gilmer.
Second team foul.
With time running out for the Badgers, Wisconsin has led for about 9 minutes of this game. Washington has led the rest of the way. Wisconsin had as big as a 6-point lead, and that was after the first quarter, 17-11. And there's Spasovsky with a short jumper in for the Badgers, 77-55. A minute 10 to go. Huskies with it. Here's Brown, long two left side. It rolls off, no good. The rebound grabbed by Grady. Tessa Grady into the game now for the Badgers. Wisconsin down by 22. Finds Jimenez. Guides it inside, Bisball with the basketball. Spasovsky over to Gresh, left side. Here's Gresh, left baseline. Gresh backing down Coppinger, kicking out to Bisball. Shot clock to 10 to Grady, right side three is in. Tessa Grady comes into the game for the Badgers and knocks down the three, but 38 seconds to go in this game. It's 77-58. Washington with it, approaching 30 seconds to go. Driving left baseline. Steins with the jump pass off to the right. Here's a three try. It's no good by Gilmer. Rebound to Wisconsin. Here's a drive by Jimenez. It's poked free. It's stolen with 10 seconds. Washington the other way. Brown, layup no good. Rebound, and a whistle stops play with about 5 seconds. Rebound by Washington's Brennan McDonald. Spasovsky will be called for a foul. I'm not sure why, but we'll shoot some free throws.
Number 20, Brennan McDonald goes to the foul line. Two shots.
McDonald will have a pair of free throws now. She's 3 of 4 from the free throw line this season. And the first one's in. 78-58. 4.7 seconds to go. Here's the next one by the Huskies. And it's in. 79-58. Badgers will inbound, and this one's going to be done from Seattle, Washington, as Wisconsin drops its fourth straight game. 79-58, the Huskies win it by 21 over the Badgers. And for the first time since 2013, these two teams meeting, it's Washington coming out on top. And the Huskies move to 3-1 in the Big Ten and 12-4 overall. With the loss, Wisconsin is now 10-6 this season and 1-4 in Big Ten play. Well, coming up on the post-game show, we'll run through these final numbers for you. Also hear some plays of the game. And when we come back, we'll hear from the Badgers head coach, Marissa Mosley. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Postgame show is underway. John Audius with you. Badgers fall to Washington, 79-58. Final score. Now joined by Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley from Seattle, Washington. You know, coach, one of the points of emphasis was getting Sarah Williams the basketball. 11 of her 19 points in the second half with 9 rebounds as well, just misses out on the double-double. How'd you see things tonight from the perspective of Sarah Williams?
I thought that we were able to obviously get her going a little bit more, but we, she's got to convert, and shoot a much better percentage than that 7-for-20 shots. And, I think there were some contested ones, some ones inside that she definitely can make. And, but I think we also obviously, it's better than 3 points in 30 minutes the other night, but we've got to continue to have other people contribute as well.
Hallie Douglas, I thought, provided a big spark for your team in that first quarter with the 6-point lead after the first 10 minutes. She scored 6 points in that first quarter, and she finished with a season-high 11 points tonight.
Yeah, I thought she did some good things for us. And obviously, if they're playing off, she was able to knock in some shots. We need production off the bench, so that was great. But obviously, we didn't get enough production from everybody else, besides Hallie and Sarah tonight.
Yeah, and then just to finally, Washington shoots 56% in the second half and scores 48 points. Obviously part of the difference. What was going on from your perspective in the second half?
I think that they really got a ton of easy baskets and transition threes, and then also, they had 18 offensive rebounds, and they got a lot of second chance points, 21 second chance points. So that's really what happened there.
Okay, well, thanks for the time, Coach.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, there you go. That is head coach Marissa Mosley as the Badgers fall on the road to Washington, 79-58. We'll take a break, and we will come back next with some stats. Take a look at the team and individual numbers next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months' worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low-risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoke, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958, member SIPC.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. One trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Have you made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months' worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low-risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoke, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958, member SIPC.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know, you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Double-double. Sellers scored 16 points, hit 3 3-pointers tonight with a team-best 9 assists. She almost had a double-double herself. 14 points from Eke. Big second half for Eke, too. 7 of 12 with 8 rebounds. And then after that, the scoring falls to 4 points for Steins on 2 of 4 shooting with 5 boards and 4 assists. 3 points from Brown. She hit a 3-pointer. 2 points from McDonald. Both those come at the free throw line. Wisconsin had 2 players in double figures this evening, led by Sarah Williams, 19 points and 9 rebounds, with a season high tying 4 blocks for Williams. She was just 7 of 20, though, from the floor. 11 points from Hallie Douglas. That's a new season high. 4 of 6 for Douglas with 6 rebounds. After that, the Badgers used 8 points from Natalie Leitzinger, hit 2 of 3 from downtown in 29 minutes. Porter goes for 8 points, 4 of 11 from the floor. That's just 2 assists, though, in 34 minutes with 4 rebounds. And that was 4 points for Carter McCray and 4 rebounds in 21 minutes. 3 points for Grady, hit a 3 late. Spasovsky scores 2. Kron hit a 3, 1 of 5 from downtown for Kron in 17 minutes with 3 points. Bisball play did not score. Tess Myers 0 of 4 from the floor in 18 minutes. Myers did not score as well for the Badgers. Did grab 2 rebounds and hand out 1 assist. 79-58. Badgers fall to 1-4 in the Big Ten and 10-6 overall. One more break. We'll come back and listen to some of the highlights of this one. Plus, we'll get to that Big Ten scoreboard coming up next as well. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Post-game show wrapping up. Two Big Ten women's basketball games tonight. This one at Alaska Airlines Arena. That's where the Badgers are, and they fell to Washington tonight, 79-58. The other game was in West Lafayette, Illinois, and number one UCLA remains unbeaten, 16-0 and 5-0 in the Big Ten after a dominating 83-49 win over Purdue. Boilermakers are now 0-4 in the Big Ten Conference. Before we proceed with some highlights from tonight, let's pause 10 seconds for a station ID, 10 for a legal ID, and you're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin now 1-4 this season in the Big Ten. Badgers are 10-6 overall after this evening's loss, but there were some highlights, some bright moments for the Badgers in this one. So let's sit back and take a listen to some of the highlights from tonight's game. The shot is no good. The ball is picked up by McCray underneath the hoop. Badgers get a fresh shot clock. Now a quick jumper. Hallie Douglas delivers again. Douglas with the long jumper near the left elbow this time. Badgers eventually picked it up and scored. Here's Leitzinger left side. How about a long three? And it rolls in. Leitzinger lights it up from downtown. 12-11 Wisconsin under a minute to go in the first quarter. Leitzinger finds Porter. Screen. Here's a long jumper. Ronnie drills it. Top of the key.